getting the win in early Week 10 action last night over Denham Springs, 41-0. Coach Valdez, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Good to win Week 10, and just grateful for the season we've had so far.
Coach, this is the third time, if I'm not mistaken, this season that your defense has shut out an opponent. Going into a game, certainly the ultimate goal is just to win the thing, but your defense maybe has a little bit of a swagger with the way they've played this year. Talk about how strong they played last night and what they've done this season.
Well, I mean, it was tremendous. To be able to, you know, Denham Springs is a good ball club, and to be able to come in there and shut them out, and basically, you know, they were a little bit handicapped because their starting quarterback was hurt, but it kind of made them a little bit one-dimensional with having to run the ball. And whenever you can control the line of scrimmage and set a team on 5A, it speaks volumes. And very, very pleased with the defensive effort that we're having. And, you know, it's very encouraging at this time of the year.
Coach Valdez, Jimmy Roy here. Appreciate you joining us on your night off. When we talk about your defense, you give up, I think it was 49 to Zachary in one of the best games we've been to. Other than that, though, not only last night, the most points you've given up in a game was 20, take away the Zachary game. So your defense has not just played well last night. I want to say, and I'm not 100% sure, I think they're leading in the area about least points given up throughout the whole course of the year. So they've been outstanding all year. Talk about some of those guys who's played key roles, made big plays for your own defense.
And your defensive coordinator.
Defense coordinator Coach Beauchamp's doing a great job. You know, when we came in to Scotlandville, you know, basically, you know, kept Coach Beauchamp and, you know, on staff with us. And so, you know, we had a lot of senior leadership there. So very, very proud of the job that Coach Beauchamp and defense staff, they're doing. You know, they're doing a tremendous job. You know, of course, we have Reggie Cleveland that can play linebacker, safety, and DeAndre Williams, defensive lineman. We have DJ Williams, the cornerback. We have a senior-laden defensive unit that is making, you know, a lot of plays. And, you know, we have tremendous athleticism. We have some guys that we don't have to worry about, you know, getting them up to play. They come to play and they understand. And, of course, when you have speed, you know, it always helps. And, you know, I think, like I said, you know, we had the one game with Zachary where it was just, you know, crazy. And it's probably, you know, we're going to be talking about that game for years to come. But I think that overall, you know, in this level of competition that we played in, I'm very, very, you know, encouraged by the way our defense played this year.
Coach Todd Black here, and congratulations on a great season. And, again, we're glad to have you in the area. The question I have for you is, Scotlandville has had some success in the past, but I don't quite remember a Scotlandville team being this dominant. How do you talk to your players as they move forward to get them to play one good solid game at a time and not get too overly excited?
Well, I think that, you know, our staff and our kids, we do a good job of just taking game by game and trying to understand that we have to respect every opponent and we have to prepare for every opponent like it's the best and the biggest game of the year. You know, it's a little bit uncharted, you know, what we're doing with some of these kids, but, you know, the experience that, you know, I have and some of my coaches have had, you know, in the postseason is going to help, you know, because when these brackets come out, it's going to be very, very tempting for these kids to look down the line and identify some matchups and, you know, play bracketology or whatever. But, you know, I think that, you know, we do a very good job of scouting and preparing our kids to play week in and week out. And the coaches and the kids, you know, we understand that, you know, this is a one-week season now. You know, you have to be able to play your best week to week, and there's nobody, you know. And I think that the schedule that we've played, you know, going on the road to play Washita and playing in the district that we played in is going to prepare us to be able to take advantage and be able to make some things happen week to week.
We're speaking with Scotlandville head football coach Robert Valdez here on the GMFS Hotline. Coach, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of weeks ago in the Zachary game, it was a tough game for one of your seniors and running back Reggie Cleveland, but you made a comment in the paper that, hey, if I had to, I'd go back to him time and time again. Tell me about the trust that you have with that young man and with your seniors as they're the leaders in this football team, and how you know, I guess good it is to know that you guys have played so disciplined this year.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, my hat goes off to my seniors because coming in late and starting the season, I mean, we basically, you know, came in August. And these kids, they didn't know me. They, you know, I didn't know them. And it could have easily gone in either direction in terms of them not being able to have the safety trust in what we were doing. So, you know, you have to establish that. And you have to establish that type of, you know, by organization and discipline and leadership. And I think that Reggie is one of the guys that's the face of our program. You know, this kid that's paid his dues. And, you know, last year he was starting running back. This year we moved him to defense primarily and, you know, just told him, hey, stop people from scoring. And when we get in the goal line, it's no secret. You know, we don't really have the luxury of having an outstanding place kicker, so we have to just go after it. And, you know, we ran a power toss against Zachary, and unfortunately, you know, we're 3 points away from being undefeated. You know, he fumbled, but at the same time, again, if I have to do it again, you know, he's getting the ball, and he'd be the bell cow in that situation, and, you know, and we'll just continue to be successful. We want to be physical, and he's a big kid that can handle it.
You know, Coach, you mentioned something in your previous comments about the senior class. Usually when a head coach makes a change, that's the toughest group to try to lasso, right?
Right, right, right. Because they you know, it's their last year. You know, going into your last year, you'd like to think that you know that everything that's going on, you're the big man on campus, and then, you know, here comes a guy that you don't know anything about, and that, you know, he's coming in and making some changes. And, of course, change is always brings about fear. And the only way that you can counteract that is you just have to stay the course and be organized. And, you know, we really try to respect everyone in the program and be able to identify what their strength areas was and try to work with them. So, just super excited about this group of kids and, you know, the future potential that they have moving forward after high school. But right now, hopefully, you know, we have a lot of ball to play and a lot of, you know, games to be involved in.
Coach Valdez, obviously you've had a lot of success this year, finishing the regular season 9-1, going to be a top 5 seed in the non-select side of the playoffs. But you're coming from a AA school and you move to a 5A school. Besides the obvious thing that sticks out, number of students, number of players, what's been the biggest obstacles you've faced going from that size school to a 5A school? Obviously, those are some of the things. And then competing in a district every week where maybe at West St. John you had 2 or 3 really big games. This year, you've probably had 7 or 8. Any other type things that really made you think about what you're doing?
Well, I'll tell you what. First week on the job, we had 3 lunch shifts and 1,500 kids. I'm like, oh, my God. It was a little bit overwhelming. I mean, they still got kids at Scholarfield. I don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? I think I meet a different kid every day. But it was a little bit of a culture, a shock and a change. And, you know, especially when you're dealing with the numbers that you go from about 40 kids and we dressed 65, but we still have, you know, JV and freshmen. But I think that, you know, I was talking to Coach Broom at that Zachary when, you know, he was at Livonia, and football is football. And, you know, a lot of misconception, a lot is placed on 1A, 2A, 4A, 5A. You know, you're going to get the best out of your 22 kids that you put on the field. It doesn't matter what level you're in. I think the biggest difference is that, you know, we're playing on a little bit bigger stage in 5A than we were in 2A. And, of course, we're dealing with a little bit bigger kids. We have a larger pool to draw from, and we have some bigger kids that we're utilizing. But at the end of the day, football is football, and there's great coaching in every level. And I think that when you come up to the 5A, I think that you really have to work, you know, just as hard as you were in 1A and 2A to create the game plans, to be able to get your kids prepared to play. We don't have as many kids going both ways. That's a luxury. But, you know, like I said, guys, it doesn't matter what level you're on. You got to be prepared to play.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes this evening. It's been a great run to see what the Hornets have been able to do so far, but we look forward to seeing things play out here in the postseason starting next week. So best of luck, and hope that we can hear from you again real soon.
I have a feeling we'll be talking to Coach Valdez for the next several weeks. Cause
well, he hopes so. Don't put a jinx on him.
But I really do think they are, that we will.
I hope so.
You know, class.
I hope so, guys. Appreciate it. And like I said, I think that, you know, we just got to take a week to week and just respect every opponent and go out to give it our best. And I think, you know, once we do that, we'll live with whatever outcome that there is.
Thank you, Coach. Real quick, final. Woodlawn defeats Livonia 20-19. We called. I kind of said it wouldn't surprise me.
Good ball going on around, Coach.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Y'all take it easy. Enjoy it.
All righty. Thank you.
Look, right.